Good morning. Today is the day that we will be hosting our webinar, Beyond Obedience, Unveiling the Power of Listening Skills in Kids. So if you have not signed up for that and you still want to come, sign up in the show notes below, and it is at 10 o'clock Central Time today. Today's topic is going to be building vocabulary in those one-year-old children. How do you do it? What do you do with those little kiddos that are just looking at you and smiling, but they're not really speaking? Today, we'll talk about the basics of what helps those littles really get it.
Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist? And you wonder, what do they do? And how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned. Because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands, and that is the language of play. Welcome to today's episode. Today we are going to be talking about building one-year-old vocabulary. And another reminder that if you want to come to that webinar today, do that, sign up in the show notes below. And now let's change our attention to those one-year-olds that we want to teach to talk. The first thing, if you are taking notes, is to work on building their vocabulary that they know in their head. We call this receptive vocabulary. And for more detailed information on receptive vocabulary, episode, I think it's 5 and 6, I'll put it in the show notes, will be a good longer resource for building vocabulary. But in a nutshell, make sure that you continuously pair the words that you say with the object or the person or the thing it's representing so that they get continuous repeated input of what it is that they are paying attention to with the word that matches the thing they're paying attention to. And then, of course, this thing needs to be what you're trying to teach. For example, if you want to teach puppy, then you have a puppy near you. You have a stuffed animal, maybe puppy. You have conversations about the puppy. And when you're talking about the puppy is present. This is the fastest and most direct way to build the vocabulary for your kiddos. Of course, in addition to that, when children are a little bit older, some one-year-olds will do this later in their first year and some won't. And that is to be able to pair the picture that they see in a book that is two-dimensional with that word, such as a picture of a puppy in a book with the actual puppy in real life. But certainly when they're 2, then they start to do that. If your child is not yet noticing or understanding the picture in a book to match the thing in real life, then we start picking up objects, like maybe a ball, and take a picture of the ball, look at the picture of the ball, say ball, hold the actual item ball, and say ball, and then use that word over and over and over in your conversation. I play with the ball. Catch the ball. I have the ball. You have the ball. So that step one is building their receptive or their knowledge bank of understanding of vocabulary words. Because of course, if they don't know the word, they're pretty unlikely to speak that word. Moving on from there, we're going to try to get our little ones to speak the word. This past weekend, I was watching somebody with a one-year-old, and he was talking with his child very well, enjoying him, loving on him, and that was fabulous. What was interesting is that the words that he was saying to the one-year-old isn't what the one-year-old was paying attention to. It was what he was paying attention to. In that, I want to call attention for you that when you are trying to teach your child to speak specifically, then you are making sure that you are following them. You're not trying to get their attention onto something else, but rather you're going to go behind them on what it is that they're paying attention to. So, for example, this little one was playing on the deck and he was poking some sand with his finger. At that point, if you're actually trying to teach words for what it is that he's doing, then you would say sand while he was poking the sand with his finger. And then he would quickly turn to a truck that he had. If you're trying to teach him vocabulary, you're going to be saying truck. This is a truck. And then when the little one looks at you, you point to your mouth so that he will notice what's happening on your mouth or in your mouth, and then you say truck. If his eyes aren't with you, it's receptive. And when he's looking at you, it might still be, you know, that receiving, that receptive language. But if he pauses for that moment and he's staring at your mouth, keep repeating the word, because at that moment he's likely studying it. If he continues to stare at your mouth and then you see him chew or stick his tongue out, you say, yay, you're saying it. And you say the child's name. So you'd say something like, ah, Johnny, good talking. If we're talking about a very young one-year-old, you try to keep your sentences that short. If you're talking about an older one-year-old, like getting closer to two, you can use a little bit longer sentences, but still try to keep them very short if they're not really speaking. This situation that I'm describing, this one-year-old was not even 13 months yet. So if you are taking notes today, the second thing is when your child is looking at your mouth, continue to say the word. When you see any type of movement in their mouth, know that they are thinking about it. They are playing with their movements in their mouth, wondering how it is that you did that. Treat it that way. If you're wrong, they still get the celebration. They still know that moving their mouth in response to you talking is a good thing. They might not have said the word, but it is still a good thing to let them see that you like that they try. It is really common at the beginning that your little one is going to have vowels instead of consonants. So their sounds will be I, E, U, those kind of sounds that are just vowels. And all of our consonants, they are much more strict in how we pronounce them, and so they typically take longer. And if you notice that everything that I say is typical and probable, because all of our kiddos are different. And it is quite normal for one child to do something completely different than the other child. It's just happened to be what they noticed, what they focused on, and where they happened to start. There are common things like the M sound in mama and the D sound in daddy. However, that might be because that receptive experience, that learning experience, that listening experience, that's what was said the most around them. And I'm sure that it is no mistake that in nearly every language, a mom has an M sound in it, just an M plus a vowel. In some languages, it's meme, mama, mum, mummy. Because that sound is easy for our children to speak. Now, the little one that I was experiencing yesterday, he smiles all the time. And when a child is smiling in a big toothy smile, closing their lips isn't as easy. So for him, I would close my lips and say, mommy, mommy. So if you're taking notes, here's your third thing. And that would be to say it slowly, say it repeatedly when the child is looking at your mouth. Of course, say it when they're not looking at your mouth too, but if we're thinking and focusing on teaching them to speak, we want to have the child's eyeballs looking at your mouth, and they will be studying you while you are saying those sounds. And that is what I have for you today. So if you've got a little that you are trying to teach to speak, here are the three steps that you're going to use. Enjoy. And as always, email me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com if you would like further discussion. And join that webinar today at 10 o'clock Central Time. Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.